Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Ram Goldar and here Masechus Chulin Daf Mem Vav, the third parak, Eot Treifus. The Zichu Masechus Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting kinyan Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three daps are going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah taught that if Nito Kaved, when the Ishtar Menachum, the liver was removed and nothing remains from it, the animal is a treifa. This implies that if any does remain, even less than a kazais, it's kosher. This contradicts the Mishnah Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, which states that it's kosher but kazais of the liver remains. Rabbi Yosef answers that this reflects a machlokas. Rabbi Chiya Zarkla would throw away an animal's liver and did not consider it healthful because he considered it a less vital and thus less nutritious organ. Therefore, he holds that an animal can survive with even less than a kazais of the liver. In contrast, Rabbi Shimba Rebbe Matbilba would dip it and eat it, considering it a more vital and thus more nutritious organ. Therefore, he requires the kazais of the liver to remain. A symmetry member of their positions is Ashirin Mekamsin. The wealthy are thrifty, meaning Rabbi Shimba Rebbe, who was wealthy, would not discard the liver. Amoraim argue, if this remaining kazais of the liver must be b'makumara, at the place where the liver is attached to the gallbladder, or b'makum shuchaya, in the place where it lives, meaning where it's attached under the kidney. Therefore, a pupper requires the kazais in both locations. Pointing to the Mishnah taught that a lung which is punctured makes the animal a trefa. The Gemara says that if only the outer membrane is punctured, tatamagin, the lower membrane protects the lung and the animal is kosher, because Rava said that even a lung found without any outer membrane is kosher. If only the inner membrane is punctured, Rav Acha and Ravina argue if the outer membrane can protect the lung, and the halacha is that it does protect the lung. This is based on Rav Yosef's ruling about Rea Da'avsha, a lung which makes a hissing noise. If the source of the noise is known, we place on it a feather, spittle, or straw. Imavatspatsa, if it bubbles, is a trefa because air is escaping, and if not, it's kosher. If the source of the noise is unknown, we bring a basin of lukewarm water, v'napchinola, and we inflate the lung. If it bubbles, it's a trefa because the outer membrane must also be punctured, but if not, it's kosher because only the inner membrane is punctured and not the outer membrane. And point number three, Rava said, Rea Sheyavsha Miksasa, a lung which dried up partially, is a trefa. Rav Papa quoted him defining this as, Kidei Shetiparach Bitziporn, so that it crumbles when pressed with a fingernail. The Gemara asks, if this definition only follows one Tana's opinion, because in a Braisa defining what's considered dried up regarding the ear of a Bachor, the Tana Kama says, She'im Tinake Ve'inu Motzia Tipos Dam, that when the ear is pierced, it doesn't emit a drop of blood. But Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam says it is dried to the point that it crumbles when pressed with a fingernail. Apparently, Rava's ruling follows this latter opinion. The Gemara answers that the Rabban may agree with Rava. Regarding the ear of a Bechor, de Kashali Bazika, where the air impacts it, Wahadru Barya, it will not return to health, and a lesser degree of drying is considered dried out. In contrast, the lung, which is not exposed to the air, can return to health and is not considered dried out unless it's dried to the point of crumbling under a fingernail. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Mishnah taught that if nito al-kavid l'nishtar hemenakum, the liver was removed and nothing remains from it, the animal is a trefa. This implies that if any does remain, even less than a kazais, it's kosher. This contradicts the Mishnah daf nun dalet amud aleph, which states that it's kosher but kazais of the liver remains. Rav Yosef answers that this reflects a machlokas. Rabbi Chiya Zarkla would throw away an animal's liver and did not consider it healthful because he considered it a less vital and thus less nutritious organ. Therefore, he holds that an animal can survive with even less than a kazais of the liver. In contrast, Rabbi Shimba Rebbe Matbilba would dip it and eat it, considering it a more vital and thus more nutritious organ. Therefore, he requires the kazais of the liver to remain. A symmetry member of their positions is Ashirin Mekamsin. The wealthy are thrifty, meaning Rabbi Shimba Rebbe, who was wealthy, would not discard the liver. Amoraim argue, if this remaining kazais of the liver must be b'makumara, at the place where the liver is attached to the gallbladder, or b'makum shuchaya, in the place where it lives, meaning where it's attached under the kidney. Therefore, a pupper requires the kazais in both locations. Pointing to the Mishnah taught that Rea Sheneva, a lung which is punctured, makes the animal a trefa. The Gemara says that if only the outer membrane is punctured, tatamagin, the lower membrane protects the lung and the animal is kosher, because Rava said that even a lung found without any outer membrane is kosher. If only the inner membrane is punctured, Rav Acha and Ravina argue if the outer membrane can protect the lung, and the halacha is that it does protect the lung. This is based on Rav Yosef's ruling about Rea Da'avsha, a lung which makes a hissing noise. If the source of the noise is known, we place on it a feather, spittle, or straw. Imavatspatsa, if it bubbles, is a trefa because air is escaping, and if not, it's kosher. If the source of the noise is unknown, we bring a basin of lukewarm water, v'napchinola, and we inflate the lung. If it bubbles, it's a trefa because the outer membrane must also be punctured. But if not, it's kosher because only the inner membrane is punctured and not the outer membrane. And point number three, Rava said, Reishi Yavsha Miksasa, a lung which dried up partially, is a trefa. Rav Papa quoted him defining this as Kideshi Tiparach Mitziporin, so that it crumbles when pressed with a fingernail. The Gemara asks if this definition only follows one Tana's opinion, because in a Braisa defining what's considered dried up regarding the ear of a Bachor, the Tana Kama says, She'im tinakhe ve'inu motziya tipos dam, that when the ear is pierced, it doesn't emit a drop of blood. But Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam says it is dried to the point that it crumbles when pressed with a fingernail. Apparently, Rava's ruling follows this latter opinion. The Gemara answers that the Rabban may agree with Rava. Regarding the ear of a Bachor, dekashali bazika, where the air impacts it, wahadrabarya, it will not return to health, and a lesser degree of drying is considered dried out. In contrast, the lung, which is not exposed to the air, can return to health and is not considered dried out unless it's dried to the point of crumbling under a fingernail. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Mem Vav, and our standard Siman is a cow, because the cow goes moo. So here goes. The cow that survived with a tiny liver, smaller than a kazayas, and started making hissing sounds from its lung, was determined to be a trefa when the dry part of the lung started to crumble under the shochet's fingernail. So once again, it's a motion. The cow, that must be Siman Daf Mem Vav. Moo. The cow that survived with a tiny liver, smaller than a kazayas, which reminds us, the Gemara brings machlokas if an animal is a treif if only a small amount of the liver remains. Rabbi Chiya would throw away an animal's liver and didn't consider it healthful because he considered it a less vital and thus less nutritious organ. Therefore, he holds an animal can survive with even less than a kazayas of the liver. In contrast, Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe Matbilba would dip it and eat it, considering it a more vital and thus more nutritious organ. Therefore, he requires a kazayas of the liver to remain. So the cow that survived with a tiny liver smaller than a kazayas and started making hissing sounds from its lung, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses examining Reya Da'avsha, a lung which makes a hissing noise. So the cow that survived with a tiny liver smaller than a kazayas and started making hissing noises from its lung was determined to be a trefa when the dry part of the lung started to crumble under the shochet's fingernail, which reminds us, Rava said, Reya Shiyavsha Miksasa, a lung which dried up partially, is a trefa. Rav Papa quoted him defining this as Kadesha Tiparach Mitziporin, so that it crumbles when pressed with a fingernail. So once again, the cow that survived with a tiny liver smaller than a kazayas and started making hissing noises from its lung was determined to be a trefa when the dry part of the lung started to crumble under the shochet's fingernail. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf Mem Beis. So the Siman Daf Mem Beis is a mobster. So here goes. The mobster boss. Mobster? That must be more on Daf Mem Beis. The mobster boss, who is an expert trefa maker, which reminds us, the third parak begins, Eil trefas b'behemah. These are trefa in animals. The Mishnah enumerates 18 different defects which prohibit an animal in consumption. So the mobster boss, who is an expert trefa maker, who told his favorite thug that no trefa should live past the year, which reminds us, the Mishnah concludes, that hakol, this is the rule, kol she'en kamoa chaya trefa, any animal the likes of which cannot live because of its defect is a trefa. This implies that no trefa can live for more than a year, and this is alluded to in the pasuk, v'zosa chaya shir tochu, and this is the animal that you may eat, teaching chaya echol, an animal which can live you may eat, she'en chaya lo sechu, an animal which cannot live, meaning a trefa, you may not eat. The Gemara brings an opinion that a trefa can live longer than a year, along with its sores. So the mobster boss, who was an expert trefa maker, who told his favorite thug that no trefa should live past the year, was called Basgar and loved saying over the Shav Shmaisa, which reminds us, the Gemara objects that there are more trefas than the 18 listed in our Mishnah, 4 referred to with the acronym Basgar, and 7 more known as Shav Shmaitasa, the 7 teachings. It then proceeds to explain how all these additional cases are accounted for in the 18 trefos. Daf Mem Gimel. So the Siman Daf Mem Gimel is a magazine. So here goes. The Eil Trefas Magazine. Magazine? That must be on Daf Mem Gimel. The Eil Trefas Magazine special edition had a fold-out vesha with a hole in both the inner and outer layers that could be lined up to reach the same spot, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what the din is if 2 holes in the inner and outer layers of the Kurkavan or Veshet are not aligned. So the Eil Trefas Magazine special edition had a fold-out vesha with a hole in both the inner and outer layers that could be lined up to reach the same spot, and came with a thorn stuck in it to demonstrate that one need not be concerned that there was a wound there, that healed, which reminds us, Ula said, Yashavu kotz beveshet, if a thorn became stuck in the animal's esophagus, and choshishin shema hivri, we're not concerned that perhaps it was punctured by the thorn and then healed. Since we do not see any puncture marks on the veshet's outer layer, we're not concerned that the outer layer was punctured and a scab formed over the hole, which could be a trefa, because Rabba said earlier that a scab which forms on a wound of the veshet is ineffective. So the A.O. Trefus magazine special edition had a fold-out veshet with a hole in both the inner and outer layers that could be lined up to reach the same spot, and came with a thorn stuck in it to demonstrate that one need not be concerned that there was a wound there that healed. Next to the full-color feature on the location and halacha of the turbatz veshet, which reminds us, regarding the turbatz veshet, the wide part of the esophagus, Rav said b'mashu, even a minimal hole in it, makes the animal a trefa, but Shmuel said berubo, with its majority, meaning if most of its circumference is cut. The Gemara explains that Rav considers the turbatz to be a valid place for shechting the veshet, so a minimal hole renders the animal a trefa like the rest of the veshet, whereas Shmuel holds the turbatz is beyond the area for shechita. Three opinions are given as to the turbatz's location. Daf Mem Dalad. So the Siman Daf Mem Dalad is mud. So here goes. The Shochet couldn't find his mark and used mud. Mud? That must be on Daf Mem Dalad. The Shochet who couldn't find his mark and used mud to mark where the Makom Seir starts to show how far down the Veshet one may shecht, which reminds the Gemara discusses until how far down the Veshet one may shecht. Rabbi Bar Avuha says Akadeshi Yasir, until where it becomes hairy on the inner lining. So the Shochet who couldn't find his mark and used mud to mark where the Makom Seir starts to show how far down the Veshet one may shecht was surprised when a rabbi asked to purchase the meat from the animal that the other rabbi had been measuring Rav Avya because he held Rav Chalula, which reminds us a case of Psukas HaGargaris, a severed trachea, which is a trefa beruba with its majority cut, was brought before Rav. He began examining it according to the strict view that its majority refers to Rav Avya, most of its thickness, including the trachea wall. But Rav Kahan and Rav Asi objected that Rav had taught them the more lenient definition, which is Rav Chalula, most of its hollow inside. He sent the question to Rabba Bar Chana, who permitted it, and purchased its meat. The Gemara objects that if a sage forbids an item, Ein Chaver Roshay Latir, his fellow sage, is not allowed to permit it, and answers that Rav did not expressly forbid it. So the Shochet who couldn't find his marker and used mud to mark where the Makom Seir starts to show how far down the Veshet one may shecht was surprised when a rabbi asked to purchase the meat from the animal that the other rabbi had been measuring Rav Avya because he held Rav Chalula, especially since the other rabbis he knew threw mud on shallows for themselves to mark them as trefos, which reminds us, Rav Chisda said, "Who is the Talmud Chacham? Zeh roa trefa la'atzmo. This is one who examines a question of trefa for himself and rules stringently when there are grounds for permitting and for forbidding it. He also said such a person personifies sonim matanas yichya, one who detests gifts shall live, since he even overcomes the temptation to permit his own property, he'll certainly detest gifts." Daf Mem Hei. So the symbol for Daf Mem Hei is Manishtana, and we use a Seder scene. So here goes. All those gathered at the Seder were shocked when the young boy went completely off topic and asked, Ma nishtana? That must be Moran Daf Mem Hei. All those gathered at the Seder were shocked when the young boy went completely off topic and asked, Ma nishtana the krum shalmoch, until the spinal cord, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Mem Beis Amanov taught that nikav krum shalmoch, if the membrane of the brain was punctured, it's a trefa. Rav and Shmuel say this refers to karma ilah, the upper membrane, even if the lower inner membrane was not punctured. Others say, ad inkiv tata, it's not a trefa until the lower membrane is also punctured. Bar Kapar identifies where the brain ends and the spinal cord begins. So all those gathered at the Seder were shocked when the young boy went completely off topic and asked, Ma nishtana the krum shalmoch, until the spinal cord and the smaller chamber of the heart, that they are trefa with even a hole, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that nikav halev lebeis halo, if the heart was punctured into its chamber, the animal is a trefa. Rabbi Zera asks if this refers to beis halo katan, a small chamber of the heart, or only to beis halo gadol, its large chamber. Abai attempted to prove it means the large chamber, but his proof is rejected, and the Gemara concludes that the expression should also include a smaller chamber. So all those gathered at the Seder were shocked when the young boy went completely off topic and asked, Ma nishtana the krum shalmoch, until the spinal cord and the smaller chamber of the heart, that they are a trefa with even a hole from the chuta shidra, that's only a trefa if it was mostly severed, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if the spine was broken and the spinal cord was severed, it's a trefa. In a brisa, Rebbe says, Chuta Shidra Shenitzak Barubo. It's a trefa if the spinal cord was mostly severed. But Rebbe Yaakov says, Avila Nikav. Even if it was merely punctured, it's a trefa. In practice, Rebbe ruled stringently like Rebbe Yaakov, but Rav Huna said the halacha does not follow Rebbe Yaakov. The definition of the spinal cord's majority is debated. All right, so now it's time to cook with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we have a machlokes regarding what the din is if one later protests against receiving a gift? That's on daf on the test. Good. Number two. Which stuff do you learn that a lung which dried up partially is considered a trepha if it crumbles when pressed with a fingernail? That's on Duff. Membav. Good. Number three. Which stuff do you discuss atzarit shel menachos, a dry part of a mincha that touches tuma, whether we count it as a rishon or sheni for tuma based on chibas hakodesh? That's on Duff. Membav. Good. Number four. Which stuff do you discuss what the din is if a coats, a thorn became stuck in the animal's esophagus? That's on Duff. Mem Gimel. Good.
Number five.
Which stuff do we learn that if the heart was punctured into its chamber, the animal is a trepha, and this refers even to Beis Cholul Katan, a small chamber of the heart? That's on Duff. Mem Hey. Good.
Number six.
Which stuff brings a malchokas whether an animal is a trepha if a small amount of the liver remains? That's on Duff.
Mem Vav.
Good.
Number seven.
Which stuff do you discuss if the spinal cord has to be severed or merely punctured to be a trepha? That's on Duff. Mem Hey.
Good.
Number eight. Which stuff do you discuss examining Reya Da'avsha, a lung which makes a hissing noise? That's on Duff.
Mem Vav.
Good.
Number nine.
Which stuff do you discuss how far down the veshet one may shecht? That's on Duff. Mem Dalad.
Good. Number 10.
Which stuff do you discuss the status of holes in the turbots of Veshet, and we have three opinions as to its location? That's on Duff. Mem Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.